Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We talk a little NBA, a little draft. Joining us right now, Scott Howard Cooper, NBA.com senior writer. And he has his first mock draft out.
Uh-oh.
Scott, how are you?
I'm going 30 for 30 on this first round.
That.
30 for 30. Those in ESPN do those? 30 for 30.
They do. And you know what? If they do that, there'll be a 30 for 30 about this mock draft that you pulled off.
That is true.
I'll take it back and just say I'll get every one of them correct.
All right, we like that.
Here's my question. You have the Knicks selecting Jonathan Isaac. Would that be something that would make my radio partner, Joe Beningo?
I don't even know who he is. Who's Jonathan Isaac? I got to tell you, that's a name I have not heard.
Who is this guy? Tell Joe who Jonathan Isaac is.
Yes.
Jonathan Isaac is from Florida State and is projected right now anywhere in that 6 to 10 range, could go up a couple spots from the Knicks, could drop a spot or two, but a lot of people really like him. He's got a lot of size, 6'11", still pretty skinny, but putting on weight never seems to be a problem for most people when they get into their late teens and early 20s. He'll get into a NBA weight training program, but he's 6'11", he's got a 9-foot reach, which is crazy long. So he's going to be able to rebound. He should be able to play both forward spots, again, depending on how much weight he puts on. He can handle the ball well enough to create his own shot, get it to other people. He's a guy that a lot of people like. He's not one of the big names from the college game. You're right. It's not somebody that's going to be in the headlines, but he certainly will be somebody going in that 6 to 10 range.
The only thing I'm going to say about that is, and look, I mean, he could be tremendous. But he's a 6'11 guy. You already got a 7-foot, whatever he is now with Porzingis. Aren't they more in need of a guy, a point guard right now than anything else?
Well, they certainly are in need of a point guard, but is there one there that you really like?
Well, I don't know. How about the kid from France? Give me a feel of this kid. Where do you have him going, and what do you think of him?
Right now I have him going 9, so it's right in that same range. Again, when you get into that area, there's any one of four, I think, probably names that are very realistic for the Knicks. The guy from France, Frank Ntilikina, excuse me.
How do you say his name? Ntilikina?
Yeah, we need to know this. How the correct pronunciation.
Ntilikina, that's how you say his name?
Ntilikina.
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 No, Ntilikina.
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 Right.
Yeah, okay. We'll get it eventually.
We will. We'll figure it out.
Once he's a Knick.
Right.
He's 6'5". He's a point guard. He's already plays with a lot of poise at 18 years old. He's the number one international prospect. He's one of those guys that once he gets into the individual workouts, because there is so much upside, again, because of the age, because of the size, because he's so unselfish as a point guard, if he comes over to the U.S. and starts doing the international workouts and really blows people away, he's somebody that could jump into that top group as well. Right now I have him going at 9. You're right. The Knicks obviously have a need for a point guard, so moving up to 8 certainly wouldn't be the craziest thing ever. I think he's one of several names that has to be in consideration for Phil.
I think most Knicks fans would be ecstatic if somehow De'Aaron Fox fell to them.
Yep.
Now, you have him going 5 to Sacramento. Obviously, I'm not asking you, is Lonzo Ball falling? Is Fultz falling? Yeah. We know that. How realistic, though, is De'Aaron Fox somehow falling to the Knicks?
Probably very unrealistic. I think there's a better chance he moves up then he moves down. I think the Lakers will bring him in, and I think the Lakers will bring him in and give him a workout for number 2, while I still think Lonzo Ball is their guy. De'Aaron Fox is going to blow people away. He was terrific in the tournament and at the end of the regular season and into the conference tournament. People really like him. When you play at that speed, that's like a John Wall kind of speed.
Yeah.
And at that size, Yeah, there's no wonder the Knicks fans are drooling over him. There's a lot of people that are drooling over him, but I would be really, really surprised if he was still there at number 8.
All right, so let's go to the top. So you got the Celtics taking Fultz. Am I correct saying that?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any possibility they don't, besides trading him, is there any possibility they keep the pick and actually don't take Fultz?
No, okay. I don't see how that is possible. I think the only option is whether they trade it or whether they keep it. He's, not only is he the best player in the draft, but he's a much better fit for them than anybody else because although he's a point guard and Isaiah Thomas is an all-star at point guard, Markelle Fultz, one of the great advantages that he has, he can play off the ball. So you're not drafting him to be a backup to Isaiah Thomas. You're drafting him thinking that with the right amount of time and experience, he can play with Thomas, not instead of.
All right, so you got Fultz basically going to the Celtics. You figure Ball's going to go, him and his father are going to go to the Lakers. and at 3, what do the Sixers do at 3?
Well, right now I have Josh Jackson, but that's not an easy sell because Philly really needs shooting. And that's not Josh Jackson. He's going to bring defense. He's going to give them a position need at small forward. He's a guy that may be able to play some small ball power forward in time once he puts on a little bit more weight. Right now, I have Josh Jackson at 3, another small forward, Jason Tatum from Duke, at 4.
I know you have both of these guys going before the Knicks select, but you never know. Guys can fall, especially if the Europeans, the French kid goes earlier. If you're Phil Jackson and you have a choice between Dennis Smith of NC State and Malik Monk, where would you go if you're Phil?
I would probably go point guard over shooting. Although one of the good things about Malik Monk is that in addition to being a shooting guard with who has range, he can be a complimentary ball handler, but I don't think he's a true ball handler. Dennis Smith obviously is and plays with great speed, pretty good size. He's shown that concerns over a knee injury from what would have been a senior season in high school. He put those to rest last season. I probably go Dennis Smith over Malik Monk if those are my two choices.
Mm. All right, let's go to the bottom of the draft, and let's talk about my partner's team.
Thank you.
The Brooklyn Nets.
The bottom of the draft.
Nets have two picks in the first round. What can they do with that?
Can I say mess it up?
Well,
no. I actually trust these guys not to mess it up. The guys, the previous administration, that was the disaster. These guys I actually trust. So we're going to be positive with them for now.
They've got 27 and what's the other, 20, is it?
22 or 23. I think it's 22.
22. Yeah, right now, I just checked that. Right now, I've got them doing Terrence Ferguson at 22, who's an interesting case because he's an American kid and had signed with the University of Arizona and then grabbed the money and decided to play in Australia instead.
Wow.
Now, it's not the best competition over there. He's a guy that had a chance to get better and play in the Pac-12 for a school that has produced a lot of NBA talent, decided to go to Australia. I talked to him recently. He insists that he's better because he went over, just because he's playing against grown men. It may not be any men that we've heard of. It may not be anybody that is close to playing in the NBA. But he right now is a guy that can make shots. He doesn't have a lot else to his game, but he's a catch-and-shoot guy. You put him out on the perimeter, you double-team somebody inside, or he gets open on the arc, you pass him the ball, and he's going to get it. Then you get down to 27, and obviously the later we go into the first round, especially once you get to the mid to the late 20s, you're really rolling the dice. If you get somebody here that's in a rotation in 2 or 3 years, it's pretty much a successful pick. So right now I have them taking Caleb Swanigan, a power forward from Purdue, who made great strides this past season. A year ago at this time, he was in the draft, went to the Chicago pre-draft combine, did not have a good showing. He was overweight, did not seem to have a really good focus, and then really pulled himself together, completely changed his direction, and really impressed people this last season. He's in much better shape. Plays with a much better focus, has become a much better player on the court because of it. And all of a sudden you look up and you say, you know, I don't see all-star.
Right.
This is a guy that can be in the league as a backup big for several years.
Do you see, because this is what I've been envisioning since the Nets made the trade with Washington to get another first-round pick, do you see a possibility of using those two assets to move up in this draft? Is that appealing? Is there a guy you would target that's realistic that you can get by packaging 22 and 27 to move up a little bit in this draft?
Yeah, the key phrase there is move up a little bit. 22 and 27 aren't going to get you into the lottery, for example.
Where's it getting you, you think?
Are you throwing in any other players, or is it just those picks?
Well, like one guy I thought about was, well, would they throw in a player? I don't know what they have to offer at this point.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that 22 and 27, although people like the draft because there's a lot of depth, so there's a chance to get somebody here. I think what's more realistic is that somebody who's behind them, that somebody that either does not have a first-round pick or somebody at the very end tries to jump in and either buys the pick or says, we'll trade you a number one, give us your number one this year, and either here's a player or more likely here's a number one in a future year. I think that that's probably a better chance of happening. That way the Nets can say, well, we still have multiple picks maybe in future years, when obviously they're going to lose one more to the Celtics from that great trade.
That wonderful trade. Still celebrating
Still coughing blood over that one.
Well said.
Yeah, that
well
is well
said, man.
Yes, Scott, that was brilliantly.
Every morning, actually. Yeah.
Brilliantly said.
Every morning when I think about it.
I think that is more likely. I think it's more likely that they trade to somebody else with one of the picks, especially when you get down to 27, than it is for them to take 22 and 27 and move up, because you're just not going to move up that much
more. Gotcha.
Talking to Scott Howard Cooper, NBA.com senior writer, about the upcoming NBA draft. Is there a scenario where the Celtics would trade the number one pick?
Oh, absolutely. I know that I can't say with 100% certainty they will trade the pick, but I can say with 100% certainty they will look around and they will consider it. Obviously, this is a team in win-now mode, and you have a pretty good trade chip right there, and you're going to get somebody for the number one pick. Again, people like Markelle Fultz, and he's not a default number one. This is a good draft, and he's the number one pick in a good draft. So there will be a lot of interest, but we know for sure that Danny Ainge is not going to do a deal just to do a deal, because he had opportunities at the trade deadline to do something and decided to hold on to it because he didn't find the right opportunity. And even going back to a year ago, he had the number three pick and had some chances to do something and held on to it then. So Danny, even though everybody says the Celtics have an opportunity, they need somebody that's going to help them right now, Danny's also proven that he's not going to jump just to do something.
I think we all assume, because the Ball family wants L.A., that, well, it's going to happen. And you even mentioned the Celtics are likely to take Markelle Fultz if they use the pick. Is there any way the Lakers pass on Lonzo Ball? Is that a possibility at all?
I think it's a slight possibility. Again, I'm going to keep the name out there, De'Aaron Fox. I think that the Lakers will bring him in and give him a chance to blow them away. And this is a guy that a lot of people think has a real chance to be a superstar for many years. I think that right now it's probably Lonzo Ball, because he fits a lot of what they need, but it's far from a lock. And one of the problems is the new front office has no track record. It's not like you can look back at their previous picks and say, here's the kind of guy they like or the direction that they prefer to go. Do they make the conventional pick, the unconventional pick, the way you can do with a lot of other free up front offices? You can't do that with Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka right now. I think I would say it right now, as we sit here today, it is likely they take Lonzo Ball, but De'Aaron Fox will have a chance to blow them away.
Scott, we appreciate it. We'll have you on again before the when's the draft? June what? Right after the finals, right? June, sometime late June?
22nd.
June 22nd.
6:22. Beautiful. Scott, we there appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
You guys have a good day.
Thank
he
you,
wills.
Man. Scott Howard Cooper, NBA.com senior writer. I would offer the Celtics right now the Nets two number ones and Brooke Lopez to get the number one overall pick. I would make that trade today.
No, you would.
They would laugh at me. Danny would laugh at me.
Well.
But I would offer them just to right the biggest wrong, the second biggest wrong in Nets history.
Let me tell you right now, the last thing the Nets would do, the Celtics would do, would make that trade with the Nets.
I know.
Maybe if it was another team, they might think about it, you know?
That's true.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.